From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 21st, 2020. This week, we feature mystery sounds from two creatures found in coastal Virginia, particularly on an island with an interesting human history and a reputation as a bird haven. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you know either of these birds or that island, which now actually is a peninsula. And here are hints. The first bird's unusual name sounds like have a set. The second bird's name is something used to make people taller. And a word for stretching your neck out, as these birds sometimes do, may help you guess the island's name. If you guessed an avocet, a stilt, and craney island, you're right. You heard first an American avocet, and second, a black-necked stilt, in a recording by Lang Elliott from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. These two wading shorebirds are the only two North American species in the small bird family of avocets and stilts. They both have striking black and white markings, long legs, and long bills, with the bill of the avocet notably curving upward. They use their bills in various ways to feed on a variety of aquatic insects and crustaceans. The two species will share space for their nesting colonies, and they're known to interbreed and produce hybrid offspring that birders have given the nickname avostilt, according to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. These species typically inhabit shallow water bodies and wetlands in western parts of North America, but both occur in coastal Virginia. The avocet in winter and during spring and fall migration, and the stilt also during migration and sometimes as a summer breeder. Particularly abundant populations of these birds occur on Craney Island, which is now a peninsula stretching from Portsmouth into the area where the Elizabeth and James Rivers meet. Before the 1950s, the area was truly an island, reportedly named for herons and other birds that were mistakenly called cranes by early European settlers. The site has experienced various historical developments, culminating in creation in the 1940s of a Navy fuel area and, in 1957, the Craney Island Dredged Material Management Area, an Army Corps of Engineers facility for depositing material dredged from Hampton Roads channels. With human access limited, Craney Island has become an important habitat for many kinds of birds, with American avocets and black-necked stilts being two birders' highlights there, according to the Birding Virginia website. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds, and we let an American avocet have the last call. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.